If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Who threw the punch? Why was it thrown? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Mark. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Mac.
It's Mac. Okay. Mac. My bad. It's Mark, no, but in Boston.
Mac. Anyway, so basically years ago, just out of high school, 21-year-olds, making moonshine, dropped some apple pie moonshine off to a buddy for a bonfire, went back to go get the old lady. When I got back, one of the guys was absolutely tatered off the bottle of shine, falling off the tractor and falling almost in the fire. Well, he decided he wanted to just be rowdy with everybody, to the point where we called the cops or ambulance because we thought he was puking blood at one point, and he denied the ambulance help. I'm like, all right, whatever, man, keep partying. Well, one gal had enough, and she was pregnant, so she tried leaving, and he was blocking the driveway, and he told her basically to screw off, I'm not moving, and threatened to slap her. So I went ahead and stepped in. All right, man, come on, we're all friends. Why don't you just step over here and get out of the way so she can go home? At that point, he decided to straight up headbutt me.
What is it with headbutts today? Good line, man.
Yeah. So he headbutted me, and everybody out here on the Key Peninsula that I know knows not to hit me in the head because that's a bad day for you. So the next thing I know is I've got him in a chokehold, choking him out on the ground, two guys trying to pull me off of him. So they're like, all right, don't kill him. You know, we don't need you to go to jail. So I go ahead and get up, said, all right, man, we're done. Well, he holds on to my left hand. Unfortunately for him, I'm right-handed. I go, let go, or you're not going to like the next thing that happens. And he said, you know, screw you, F you. And I just went ahead and laid into him with my right hand and knocked out his entire front 6 teeth in his mouth.
Oh, damn. 6 teeth. Did any of the teeth get in your hand?
My hand got cut open. I pulled a, I don't know if it was dirt or a rock or his tooth, but yeah, I did pull something out of my hand at the end of the night. But his head hit my, I hit him hard enough to knock the front teeth out. His head hit the ground, bounced back up, and hit my hand again as I was pulling back.
Wow. Damn. So I guess he had a hell of a morning the next day.
Oh, he woke up probably 15 minutes later. We're all drinking and partying still. And then, you know, we had already went in and called the cops, and they took his gun out and took him away because he was threatening to go ahead and escalate. But, yeah, sent him away.
Did he remember any of this?
Yeah, he's actually about 10 years later, he apologized. Showed me his new teeth that he had. He said he was an idiot.
How do they look?
Oh, they look, you know, when somebody goes ahead, like, Bucky the Beaver, they get those fake porcelain teeth in, and they don't shave them down properly, so they just don't fit in your mouth.
Are you saying he looks like the Bucky's mascot?
Yeah, like, his whole, all six of those teeth are bigger. They make his rest of his mouth look like he's got little chitlins for teeth.
What, did he get these teeth at a discount?
I don't know.
One size fits all.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, good times.
Hello, Doug. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi, guys.
Hola. What's up, Doug?
Yeah, this is, I go back to 1988. I was the mascot for the Tacoma Tigers baseball team. They were the Tigers before they became the Rainiers later on.
What was your name as a Tiger?
I don't think it had a name. It was just the Tacoma Tiger.
Okay.
All right.
Big suit, giant head. I run around the stadium, run around the field in between innings doing mascot stuff. And then in between innings of one game, the two umpires were along the first baseline, and I'm out there on the field goofing around. So I run up to the umpires, and I start shadow boxing them. and right in their faces. And I could tell from the crowd that they were kind of enjoying this. And I think one of the umpires recognized that also. So he starts whispering to me, okay, I'm going to take a swing at you. I'm going to take a swing at you and you'll be ready, okay? And I keep shadow boxing then. And then the other umpire, who is out of my sight now because of the tunnel vision of these mascot heads, he rears back and he sucker punches me right in my face, right in the tiger's face, which is ends up being my face too, because the head kind of collapses into my face. And he rocked me. I sent me down to my knees. I stagger up to my feet, and by then, the umpires are walking off to their stations, home plate and first. And so I stagger off the field, head to the clubhouse, and get a big bag of ice for my bloody nose.
So did you see the video last year of Conor McGregor? So he hit an NBA mascot, I believe.
He hit the Heat mascot.
Yeah. Did you see that?
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Because that guy was messed up.
It's Conor McGregor.
It's Conor McGregor punching you, first of all. So like you said, okay. I mean, I don't know what the padding in is. It doesn't matter.
Right, it's Conor McGregor.
He's punching you in the head. I mean, that's going to hurt. You got to take a look at that video, man.
And remember, Deontay Wilder did it back in like 2018. He did it to a mascot on ESPN.
For real?
Oh, he clocked that dude.
I mean, was he mad or is he like messing around kind of thing?
I think sometimes people forget that it's like there's a human inside of them.
Right.
Right? Because if you talk to anybody that's been ask this guy, he was the tiger. Like, people just like lose their mind and forget there's a human in there, and they're like grabbing him and pinching him. And
did you have to audition to become the mascot?
I thought I was going to have to because, I was a little older. I was in my mid-20s, and the guys said, we kind of want a college kid to do this. So I just kept calling them every day for a week, and they said, fine, you can do it. And I loved it. I did it for 2 seasons.
What kind of pay or perks do you get as the mascot?
There was no pay. The only perk was you got into the games for free.
Okay.
And even if you weren't working a game, you could still get into a game.
Were you there when Canseco and McGuire were there?
That's a very good question. No, they were there in 86. I was there in 87 and 88.
All right. Okay. Because it wasn't always a Mariners affiliate.
Oh, right. Okay.
So A's.
Yeah,
for a period, they were the eight. I'm just reading up on it. Apparently, they were really good.
Did you ever have a lady of the night ask you to keep the head on, so to speak?
No, but you'd get girls walk up to you at the stadium when you're in the suit, and they go, are you a boy tiger or a girl tiger?
And
I didn't say anything. I didn't talk to the mascot.
Good.
I had a giant tail, of course, a tiger tail. So I would just whip that thing in front, in between my legs. And they got the idea, and then I'd walk away.
All right. That's the way to do it.
Well, mascots aren't supposed to talk.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right. If you talk, do you get fired?
No, they really didn't give me any instructions. Just, stay off the field during the play while game of play is going on.
Fair enough.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I
went everywhere. I went in the stands. I went on the field. I went on the parking lot. I just went all over the place.
And everyone's happy to see you all the time, right?
Yeah. It was rare that anybody else other than that one umpire wanted to punch the tiger.
Now, did you, as a mascot.
Punch the tiger.
Punch the tiger.
I know, that sounds like a euphemism.
You up there punching the tiger, kid?
Now, while you're a mascot, is it mascot code that you cannot reveal to anybody locally that you are, in fact, the tiger mascot?
I told friends and family that I was the tiger.
Well, I mean, that seems reasonable. But, I mean, just if we're at the bar, we don't know each other, we just start talking, I say, what do you do for a living? Would you even bring up that you were the tiger? Or would you, I can't tell you?
Well, again, I didn't get paid for it. It was just kind of...
I'm the tiger! The broke-ass...
Jesus.
The coma tiger.
I worked for a diaper delivery service. That's what I did during the days, and then tiger at night.
I mean, I think it depends,
Diaper delivery day, tiger at night.
That is, this is as random as it gets, man.
Cloth diapers,
I think some professional, major league guys are a little more secretive. But I think it decent. You could tell people.
Okay, I didn't know. I didn't know how it worked in the mascot world because I heard, and I can't remember if it is Blitz or if it's the Mariner Moose, and I do not know who the person is. but I heard it through the grapevine that one of them is a fan of the show.
I would go
which
with
which cracks me up because
I would
like,
go with Blitz.
It might be Blitz
because anytime I've met Blitz, I've been wearing like Pearl Jam stuff or
okay,
stuff. Like he always like he doesn't talk, but he'll be like
acknowledges like yes,
yeah,
Pearl
so,
Jam.
So like I'm like he seems like the bigger music person.
Yeah, I heard it through the grapevine. Like, dude, they didn't tell me who it was, but they're like they're a fan of your show, and I know that they're not wearing the mascot costume right now. But when you say that, all I picture is like a mascot with headphones on. Listening to us on the subway or something. Like, yeah, I download
I mean,
podcast.
Again, I think minor league baseball would be okay, but like, for instance, at South Carolina,
all right,
you cannot reveal that you're cocky until graduation. And it's like a big deal because then at their massive graduation, whoever was the mascot, whose name is Cocky, would come
out. What was Cocky?
Well, he's a Gamecock.
Oh, all right.
South Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah.
But like, then that person, this year was a woman, she gets to come out in just the feet. And then run up and down the graduation doing the same, like, cheers. And everybody goes nuts. And she's like, it was me the whole time.
Awesome. Awesome.
I know one girl that she auditioned to be the Oregon Duck. And this, I don't know, 20, 30 years ago. But there's auditions. And she said, it's not as fun as you think it would be. You walk onto a theater stage, and it's like five people, you know, just sitting in the front row. They're not impressed. They're not happy because they're watching a bunch of idiots all day. So you're not in the full outfit. But like you said, Ted, you got to put on the feet. Because that's your real coordination, right? So she was a gymnast, and she said she started doing this routine that she'd worked out, but kind of tripped over the feet and fell on her back. And then the problem was, by the way, she did not become the Oregon Duck, and this is why. So she fell on her back, but she couldn't get up because the feet were too big. So she's like, I'm laying on stage flailing around, and basically she said, they're just like, next. It was over. It was done. I was like, huh.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I didn't realize the feet were so tough.